Good morning, Lord. Looks like you've done it again. Good morning, Lord. I'm thankful to be born again. Good morning, Lord. I just want to say I love you. Good morning, Lord. You watch over me through the night. Good morning, Lord. What a joy to walk in your light. Good morning, Lord. Just want to say I love you. Life is such a gift. Each day that we live, we need to enjoy the Lord. If that's not enough, because of his love, there's heaven forevermore. Good morning, Lord. Your mercies are fresh every day. Good morning, Lord. I'm singing your praise today. Good morning, Lord. I just want to say such a gift. Each day that we live, we need to enjoy the Lord. And if that's not enough, because of his love, there's heaven forevermore. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for everything. Good morning, Lord. Feel like I'm rich as a king. Good morning, Lord. I just want to say I love you. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
You know, I'll be honest, some days I wake up like I'm in the middle of a race. Physically, I may still be getting warmed up, but mentally my thoughts are moving all over the place. You ever had that happen to you in the morning? First thing you wake up, bam.
Yep.
Well, for me, right away I do my best to try to stop analyzing why I'm having those feelings and those thoughts, and I'll remind myself of what God thinks. Maybe thoughts like these. It'll never get better. My life will never be good again. God won't forgive me. I can't forgive them. I won't be able to get over this. And God doesn't care. But we have to replace those thoughts, especially at the morning. That is such a beautiful time, which we'll look at with some scriptures here in just a moment. But, you know, it shouldn't surprise us, I guess, that we are at our most vulnerable moment right then. And the challenge is to not be held captive by our emotions, our thoughts, and feelings at that moment. I read this today and I thought it was so appropriate. It said, before I even have my first cup of coffee most mornings, the mental battle begins. Lies bombard me with scripts that don't line up with truth and drag my mood down before I'm even given a fair shot to enjoy the day. Lies unattended will affect the perceptions we form, and the perceptions we form eventually become the beliefs we carry. The beliefs we carry determine what we see, and that's why we have to be so careful to recognize where lies are affecting us. Our believing, our faith can get fractured by the lies we let inform our beliefs. I've come to realize that what makes faith fall apart isn't doubt. It's being too certain of the wrong thing. Like I mentioned, it'll never get better. my life will never be good again. God won't forgive me. God doesn't care. So, you know, instead of letting those defeating thoughts and lies take over my emotions, dictate my reactions, we need to learn to see them as warning signals. When I have a thought that is especially negative or condemning of myself or others, I pause to consider, hey, is this really true? And what I'm discovering is most of the time the answer is, no, it's not. So each of us has a decision to make rather than giving space to the lies that are trying to come in and set up camp in our minds. Remember that God has given us better instructions for a better place to park our thoughts. Do we go into denial? Does it mean we deny ourselves processing hard things or complicated struggles? But it does mean that we stay clear-headed enough to untangle any lies compounding the issues so that we can tackle them with truth. When we set our minds on the things of God, we will have direct and immediate access to the peace of God. In your Bibles, go to Psalm chapter 5, verse 3. Years ago, I did quite a study on the benefit of being in the Word and in prayer in the morning. And probably my most favorite verse along these lines, and I believe I can quote it, was in Mark 1:35. We're going to just stay in the book of Psalms, chapter 5. And Mark 1:35, referring to Jesus Christ, said, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." And I always thought how awesome that was, because of all of the miraculous and wonderful things that Jesus did in walking by the Spirit, man, prayer was such a priority for him, where he would get alone with God. He would go into his prayer closet, like Vicki talked about, the secret place. You know, call unto me and I will answer you and show you things which you know not. That's how we access God. Psalm 5:3, so awesome. And I love that psalm. Good morning, Lord. If nothing else to tell God, we just love him. I love you, Lord. You're so great. You're so awesome. Psalm 5:3, it says, "In my voice you shall hear in the morning, Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." In the morning. Look at Psalm 90. Just cover a few of these records here about the beautiful nature of just being quiet and alone with God. A lot of times in the morning, worked for me, not a lot of other activity going on at that point in time. Something, huh? Psalm 90:14. One translation must say, "Satisfy us in the morning." This one, New King James Version, I think that's the ESV that says that, but New King James says, "Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may," what? "Rejoice and be glad all our days." Satisfy us early. Yeah, Lord, lay it on us early in the day. Satisfy us early. And then go over to Psalm 92. A couple verses over here. I don't know, how do your mornings go? You got a regiment that you like to you get set up? Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night." To declare your loving kindness every morning, in the morning, all the time. So beautiful. Let's go back to Psalm 30. Psalm is just really a record of David sharing his heart. And many of those things come off in the form of prayers. Yeah, they were songs. However, that came together during that time. But they were prayer. It was him sharing his heart. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes when?
In the morning.
A lot of great truths, a lot of great things that we can learn as we spend our time making it as profitable as possible. And here's a suggestion. Maybe when you wake up, pray a simple prayer, something like this. God, I want to see you. God, I want to hear you. God, I want to follow after you, and I know, God, that you are good. You are good to me, and you are good at being God. We practiced this all the time a few times ago where we said, God is good, and all the time. God is good.
Always.
Always, and all the time, God is good. Man, God is good. And what the cry of our hearts, that's so great. Even before you get out of bed, you can say that. Your first waking moment. God, I want to see you today. I want to hear you. I want to follow after you. And I know, God, Father, you're good. I know you're good to me. You are good at being God because that's who you are. That's for sure. Lamentations. You can't talk about this particular subject without talking through Lamentations chapter 3. And I believe in verse 22. It says, through the Lord's mercies, Lamentations 3:22, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new when? Every morning, every day when we get up, no matter what kind of night we've had, God's mercies are new. And then it says, great is your faithfulness, God. You're the faithful God. Your mercies, which we so need, says there, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions, they fail not. They're new every day. Every day. See? And like Psalm 118:24, you've heard this before. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That time in the morning should be for us a time of rejoicing, a time of praise, a time of pouring out our hearts before God. Yes, there are going to be requests as part of that. Man, but just to express thanksgiving and whatever we need to talk to God about, because, you know, we can talk to God about anything, right? Mm-hmm. I love this quote I saw. It says, we must exchange whispers with God before shouts with the world. Because I'll tell you, the world will try to cram it into your brain cells, that's for sure. So why not? We exchange whispers with God and not just praying for the things we need or think we need, but putting ourselves in that environment to just, God, I want to see you. I want to hear you. I want to follow you. Teach me, guide me, lead me, help me, instruct me. Make me familiar with who you are, what you would have for me to do. This is our God. He's the one who loves us and is good and cares for us and has nothing more that he would love to do than just walk and talk with his children, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So great. I love that. We must exchange whispers with God before shouts with the world. Look at Psalm 83. Let's go back to Psalm a couple times here. So I can't tell you what to say in the morning because that's going to be really between you and God and what's going on in your world at that point in time. But, man, I think we can look at Psalms and other places and get some really good direction and understanding of kind of how what David went through. Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, New King James Version, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. My prayers come before you. My heart is open to you. Help me, teach me, guide me, lead me, instruct me, because in and of myself, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. See? Look at Psalm 143. Psalm is so full of these things. But just to say, good morning, Lord, and another version of that used to say, what can I do for you today? Mm-hmm. But to tell God we love him, tell God we're thankful, tell God we're blessed, and that we want to enjoy that relationship with him. Psalm 143, verse 8. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. Cause me to know the way I should walk. Do you think possibly these also could be the heart cries of Jesus? When he was in the wilderness, when he was in that solitary, quiet place, because we know he was the most God-dependent man that ever lived. Father, teach me, help me, guide me, instruct me. So amazing. I love that. It's just so beautiful. So beautiful. Look again in Psalm 145. We won't take the time to read all this, but this is just such a great expression of David's heart to God. And this is God just talking. This is just David talking to God. And we just get the benefit of reading it. He said, I will exalt you or extol you, my God, O King, and I'll bless your name forever and ever. Every day I'll bless you, and I'll praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome act, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. Doesn't it sound like he's addressing God with this? He's talking to God. Your great goodness, your righteousness. And then verse 8, the Lord, he's gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, great in mercy. The Lord is good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty act and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. And he just wants to hang out with us. He wants to spend time with us. And as we look and go through the Psalms, I think you begin to recognize that there is a pattern of really just going before God at a place where you can be quiet in your heart. That doesn't mean it has to be in the morning. I understand that. Some circumstances just don't allow that. But to have that secret place, that quiet place where you can commune with God and he can commune with you, we really, really, really need that. Every day, as much as we possibly can. And Psalms are just such great reminders of a man who sought after God's heart and the cry of his heart in so many different ways. In closing, I wanted to read a short prayer that I read today, or maybe an inspiration for maybe a type of prayer or expansion of something that you would think about. And this is what it says. Today, I ask for your perspective on what troubles me so that I will not be overshadowed by my own anxiety. Prepare me for what I will need throughout the day. Equip me to handle what is ahead with your gentleness, your boldness, your quiet strength, and your loving grace. Give me what to say in happy moments and in aggravating moments when I feel insecure and when I'm confident. Help me to walk by your word and my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions. Keep me from being distracted by my wants, my desires, my thoughts on how things should be. Well, we talk about trust in the Lord with all of your heart. We just throw our complete dependence upon God. And boy, the way to start that is the first thing in the morning. First thing, we just cry out to God and tell him, I need you. I love you. You're the author of everything that I desire to participate in. So when we get up in the morning, and believe me, I'm in the same struggle you're in, guys. Some days when I wake up, I'm like in the middle of a race. I'm already started. And, you know, it's a temptation for me to go to my phone, check my email, see what the latest news story is. Or if you're late for work, then you're rushing to get on there. But my thoughts, what am I thinking about? And so I do my best to stop analyzing why I'm having those thoughts and remind myself of what God thinks about me, what his word says, and who I am because of what Christ did. Amen? And there's tons and tons of verses that corroborate exactly what I'm talking about. You know that. But the morning is such a precious time and a time of quiet where we put ourselves in this environment to really hear what God has to say. Like I said in Psalm 5:3, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I'll look up. So Heavenly Father, thank you for simple truth, Lord, and how you desire for each and every one of us just to have such a time with you, Father, where we can just open our hearts, tell you how much we love you, how much we're thankful, the things that we feel like we need, and just to put our dependence upon you, Father, in every given situation. It doesn't matter what the subject is, but that we cry out for your help, your direction, and that we can walk forward in our days in victory. And thank you, Lord, for your kindness, your grace and mercy, and for a great night and a great morning. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.